Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Jo Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I have contributor Alan Mintzkoff with me for the whole week, and we are doing a week of fiction, which I don't think we've ever done, Alan.
Not an entire week, so this is a whole week. Really fun.
Yeah, okay, so today.
And what's wonderful is they're all very, very different. This was one of my favorites. This is the novelist Taya Obrecht, and it's read by Carlotta Brenton, and it's The Morningside. I have to kind of make fun of myself for a second, because when I listened to this, I was almost positive that this was San Francisco, this island city that she writes about in this dystopian piece of fiction. But then I read reviews, and they all said, no, it's Manhattan. And I'm from New York. But see, I live in the West now. So
yeah, so tell us about this. I mean, she's an extremely accomplished writer. I mean, The Tiger's Wife, she wrote that. It's her first book. What, she was 25? Excuse me?
Let's talk about Carlotta Brenton for a second, because I did not know her before this. And she does, this is an earphones winner, and it's for a reason. She does the sort of triple threat of this. Remember, it's a narration of a dystopian time. And so there's that piece. Then she does the accents of an Eastern European mother and a coming of age Sylvia, who is the protagonist, who begins at 11 years old. And then there are these other characters, and she does them all subtly and well. And the male character, she just changes her tone ever so slightly and slows down. And I was very impressed by this.
I listened to her narrate The Seamstress of Sardinia, which, you know, if we know me and Italy, of course I'm going to listen to that. I mean, and she was wonderful and it's a charming book. And oh my God, she was just so good in it. And again, a range of characters that she had total command of.
Yeah, she's going to be a narrator to watch and keep up
with.
She's young,
I think.
She also picks good material, or is picked by important writers. What's interesting is there's this wonderful mother-daughter relationship in it. And the mother's very small, very compact, and very Eastern European. She's a little suspicious of other people. The daughter is, by contrast, tall and growing up and fascinated by everybody. And she's kind of a risk taker. And then there's this wonderful African-American character who does the pirate radio station and befriends the mother and daughter. And so it's a wonderful sort of trio of characters that you get to look in on, among others.
And from what I understand, it takes place in a Manhattan that, due to climate change and flooding, is now sort of this fetid swamp. Immigrants, refugees, are encouraged to settle there because most of the original inhabitants have moved out.
So they call it being repopulated. That's what this mother and daughter are. And they're repopulated to this very classy and now down on its luck Morningside building. And it would remind you of a lot of, I would say, maybe Upper West Side or Central Park West buildings, the Morningside.
Yeah.
Historic, beautiful, classic.
And now falling apart.
Falling apart with and filled with repopulated folks. What a great term for a dystopian
repopulated
novel.
She's a
wonderful story spinner.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit? Do you need to set this up?
This is actually quite near the beginning. It's not the very, very beginning, but very soon after the beginning. It sets up the building and what's there.
Okay, this is The Morningside by Taya Obrecht, and it's read by Carlotta Brunton.
The Morningside had been the jewel of an upper city neighborhood called Battle Hill for more than a century. Save for the descendants of a handful of its original residents, however, the tower was, and looked, deserted. It reared above the park and the surrounding townhomes, with just a few lighted windows skittering up its black edifice like notes of an unfinished song. Here and there brightness all the way to the 33rd floor, where Bessie Duraz's penthouse windows blazed, day and night, in all directions. By the time we arrived, most people, especially those for whom such towers were intended, had fled the privation and the rot and the rising tide and gone upriver to scattered little freshwater townships.
She is a storyteller. Both Taya is, but so is Carlotta. I mean, you know, she reads the way a storyteller would. And I'm assuming, you know, she takes on this youthful voice because that fits this part of the narrative, but I know her range, which is extraordinary.
Well, and she truly changes with every character, even subtly. With there's another youthful character in it, and she changes the voice ever so subtly. She's really gifted.
Yeah, I really look forward to see the way her career will develop because she really is a talent.
And for those who listened to us last week when we talked about the podcast, this was one of those novels that I couldn't stop listening to. So the dogs got a very long walk listening to this. It was very compelling.
And that is The Morningside by Taya Obrecht, and it's read by Carlotta Brenton. Alan, thank you so much. You've had two heavy hitters.
And there's more fun to come.
I can't wait. Thank you. Support for Behind the Mic comes from number one New York Times bestselling author and award-winning Today Show co-anchor, Savannah Guthrie, and her new book, Mostly What God Does. It's available everywhere now. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.